A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Flowery Branch. Some unfortunate news today for Falcon fans as we are waiting to hear what the latest is on Jalen Walker, who was carted off of the field today. Practice was stopped. They ran, you know, no more plays after that as the team huddled around him. And a big shout-out to Brian Robinson, Mike. I know crappy timing for him to come over after something right. like that happens, but he is a pro. So he joined us, our other running back, Brian Robinson. So we have Bijan Robinson and Brian right. Robinson. He went to Alabama and is very confident in helping this team. And we'll talk more about what he had to say, but he just joined us if you're just tuning in. But, Mike, we're still reeling, man, about the way fans are walking out of here, you know, with their heads kind of like, damn. This, again, it's just not what we need right now at and this point.
Everybody asking us, what do you know? What do you know? And I said, well, you know, I know this. When you basically shut down practice after an injury, it's a pretty serious injury.
Yeah.
Because the players are acutely aware of what's going on. And, you know, if he's in a level of discomfort and everybody knows, oh, man, this could be one that again, we're not going to speculate, but you've seen enough of these videos in the NFL, unfortunately, at camp where you see guys huddle around and react, and it's visceral and it's a gut punch, and you hope that he's going to be okay and he gets some good news from the doctors, and that's all we can hang our hat on, but we've seen enough of this to know it's probably not good.
So here's what's crazy about what's going on already in our division. Saints have lost defensive lineman Brian Breesy for the season, ACL. The Panthers lost Nick Scorton, outside linebacker, ACL. Done. Then they lose Chris Brazil, who was the wide receiver out of Tennessee, who has an LCL tear in his left knee. He's out. The Saints are dealing with something. The Panthers are dealing with something. And we're talking about a key cog into something, you know, offensively or defensively. And now, Mike, ironically, the Falcons may be dealing with something here with Jalen Walker. And I just want to get back to this real quick before we get into some other things going on around the NFL. When we talk about this defense taking the next step, we had a lot of sacks last year. We were second in the league. It was great. But you need these young stars to continue to blossom, man. And the way you do that is having these guys out on the field. And look, the desire and the want to from Jalen Walker,
right.
I can't even tell you guys. Like, even the second day we were here, and I was over there talking with him. I posted a video. It's on socials that put him up, C. Dukes. And we were just talking, you know, before he actually went on camera. And he was just saying how good he felt, how confident he was about this being the second year. He said, you know, last year, I literally leave Georgia. I'm the team captain.
Right.
I get drafted. I'm at camp. I got these injuries I'm dealing with. And it felt like I never got to just take a
right.
breath.
Right.
Right. And so he says, then we go through the season. And he says, this now coming back, Mike, and this is Jalen Walker talking. This was, again, last week when he said this to me. But he said, now I feel like I've taken a breath and I'm ready. Like, not right. that I wasn't last year, but it was just boom, 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 boom. One thing after another. And so, with that said, you know, now this happens. And my point is, guys, if anybody's fit to deal with this kind of thing, it's this dude.
Yeah, man. I just hate it. You know, we've talked about, you know, guys that, who was it? Who's the former Georgia linebacker at North Carolina that had, played for the Carolina Panthers? And, you know, had injury.
Thomas?
Thomas Davis had
yes.
injury after injury, year after year. And every year he'd have to do the rehab. And every year it just it just breaks your heart.
Yeah.
And here's a guy, you know, we're looking for a breakout season. And you just pointed out, you know, we're second in the league in sacks. You take out James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker, that's 16 sacks off of your total from last season. And we're still waiting to see. I mean, like, again, that's that will – I can't imagine they're going to drop – the NFL's going to drop something here in the next couple of days and say James Pierce Jr. is suspended for half the season. I don't know. We've been trying to figure this one out and handicap it, but now that looms super large over, you know, just true defensive production and getting after the quarterback. Because Jalen Walker is going to be walking up to the line, and he was, you know, you and I were arguing. I said, can he do the middle linebacker thing? He can do anything he wants because he did that at Georgia, but his role here was to get the quarterback.
Yeah, and look, I think his role is going to be expounded upon.
Right.
This season, because again, the more you play and the more you understand stuff, the more I can do with you. And that's what he was talking about in the sense of feeling good and being in a good spot. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. A couple other things going on around the NFL. As we said, Connor Riley's set to join us, but this news has just got us stunned right now as we're trying to figure out, all right, what's the deal? The best thing that could possibly happen, obviously, is they do all the tests, the MRI, whatever, Mike, and again, no damage. And then we take a deep breath, maybe get some time off, but at least we know he's not out for an extensive time. The worst news, obviously, and this is what we have to prepare for, is it is severe and he's done for the season.
Right. Now, some folks are saying that Mark Raimondi reported no air cast as far as they could tell.
Okay.
So that would be a good sign positively.
Yes.
That something's, it's not a compound fracture that you got to isolate if that's it. But still, you know, you're still, again, we're just getting this information as it rolls along. But what exactly is it going to be? You know, that's the question, man. It's certainly a guy that we know means so much to this football team and everything we just talked about with the dynamic of Jeff Ulbrich's defense, feared to have torn his ACL per Steve Wyche.
Yeah. Well, look, that's why they got to do these tests. And if that is the case, you guys know that's the season. So
right.
We'll wait again till we get official word. And once that comes down, we'll tell you and certainly talk about it with you guys. But it is it's a gut punch, man. And look, coming off this Braves thing, that's just the other part of it.
It's a cherry on top of the crap sundae. Look, the Braves are in first place. The Braves have a big lead over the Phillies, and they may do something in the postseason. It's going to take a superhuman effort from the starting pitching, not named Chris Sale, and the bullpen to get us across that finish line. You know, so hope is great, guys. Hope is a good thing, as they said in Shawshank. But I mean, the reality is, other teams are more loaded than you are.
Yeah,
and you may burn out your bullpen just to get there.
Look, Mike, I think the only way we get there, and I'm talking about World Series, okay? I'm not talking about division. I'm not talking about NLCS. The only way we get there is if going into September, in the late September, into early October, Mike, we've got the hottest offense in the league. That's what's got to carry us. If you're scoring 5-6 runs a game, you take a lot of pressure off of this pitching staff. The problem is we have had spurts this season, and we know that June was terrible where we were not doing any of that and we weren't scoring runs. So that to me is the kicker. I mean, that's where I'm at. I mean, forget about the pitching. I'm not going to sit here and keep my fingers crossed that I'm going to get 5 quality innings right from any of these guys outside of Chris Sale. But I am going to tell you that this offense with Acuna and Riley and Olsen and Ozzie and Harris and Drake, those guys are going to have to take us there. And that means this team is hitting, and right, that means this team right is scoring runs. That's where I'm at.
Look, I saw it this weekend. You know, you just swept the Nationals. That's a good hitting ball club.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of weapons there. You know, and it was just kind of fun to see a guy like Martin Perez. I mean, that's the good news. A guy like Martin Perez can be told on, you know, short notice, like, little, hey, wake up, sleepyhead, taking a nap.
Yep.
You're in. And he goes out and he gives you, you know, a shutout baseball and throws a no-hitter through 6 innings. You know, so, I mean, good things can happen with this team, but it goes back to all the way back to the offseason. I'm using the general manager's own words. He said starting pitching was a priority going into the offseason. It was never addressed. So you're just hoping that everybody comes back from injury, and that's not a plan.
It's not. All right, let's talk a couple of things around the NFL just to fill you in on some news notes. And again, the fear is that Jalen Walker has torn an ACL. No confirmation yet. He's getting tested probably as we speak here in the building, and hopefully we'll hear something before we get done at 6 o'clock. All right, first and foremost, Mike, Jadeveon Clowney is back with the Houston Texans. Just around the NFL, he signs a deal to go back there. He had 8.5 sacks last season. They add him to a defense with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. And guys, they got some dudes. Jadeveon Clowney is not those guys right now. He's just a piece, but he goes back to the team that drafted him number one overall back in 2014. And, you know, we'll see how that shakes out for him. But the Texans adding some depth there. Ricky Pearsall, Mike, He's going to miss the season due to a PCL injury in his right knee. So he got shot.
Yes.
Right, which certainly wasn't his fault.
He was involved in a mugging down by the water in San Fran
and
survives.
And that cost him a season, and now he has a PCL injury in his right knee, so he's expected to have surgery in the next couple of weeks, but he's done for the season.
And
for the
49ers. We mentioned it yesterday in Guy Talk, and a lot of traction on social media last night is, you know, what people seem to perceive as an extra amount of injuries occurring at the 49ers training facility since they moved it to Levi Stadium, adjacent to Levi Stadium, and the power substation. And again, do electromagnetic fields exist that screw people up? I don't know. I'm not qualified to speak to that. We'd have to get somebody from Georgia Tech on to give that a breakdown. But a lot of injuries. It's seemingly John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, including his injury this year from a car accident, they're dealing with every year.
Yeah, man. A couple of things I want you to hear. One of them is Aaron Donald coming back. They asked Sean McVay. Rams camp's underway. Remember, they go down under this year. They're playing in Australia, I think, against the 49ers. McVay answered the question this way about Aaron Donald.
Here's what I would tell you. There won't be any news on that front until we get back to Woodland Hills. You know, we have some different things, which, you know, I totally understand. What I don't want to do is there's some conversations that we've had. We've loosely had some different timelines that are kind of temporary. I want to keep those between us, just, you know, if something unforeseen happens, out of respect for him and the situation. But I know this, you know, things are going in the right direction, and if there's an arrow, it's trending upwards.
All right. So what do you think?
He's coming back.
Me too. Think the same thing.
He's coming back.
And he's never liked practice because he never had to practice. He's one of those guys like Lawrence Taylor. He just steps on the field and he kills people.
Yeah, it's true. He destroys practice, to be honest with you. There have been many coaches, even McVay, who's taken him out of practice because he's disrupting what they're trying to do offensively. You can't even run practice.
Right.
It happened at Pitt. He didn't hardly practice because he's just that disruptive. I think he's coming back. Meanwhile, let's hear from Ben Johnson, Mike, the coach of the Bears, talking about the motivation for them. And, you know, people are saying Caleb Williams, man, may be the best quarterback now, top three quarterback in the league. Here's Ben Johnson.
We're the number one regression candidate, so I think we got plenty of motivation ourselves. We talked about Caleb in the past. He's used to handling a lot of attention, so I'm not worried about that.
Okay, he talked about number one regressive as far as a team that, you know, did more than expected last year, and now they come back, right? We see it every year. 5-6 wins, and everybody goes, what the hell happened to the Bears? I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's what he's saying they're fighting against.
I know that it's funny. There's storylines now where – remember, we just talked to Brian Robinson about how good Jaden Daniels looked in 24, and 25, the Commanders took a huge step backwards.
They did.
And by virtue of that amazing playoff run, got that first place or that difficult schedule, you know, from their appearance in the playoffs, and things really did not get traction. The Bears, is success going to spoil Caleb Williams? Is he going to get better? Because, I mean, look, he's a hell of a talent, but some of that stuff was improv. Some of that stuff was him just pulling stuff out of his butt.
Well, it was like
Patrick Mahomes-like. You're right.
Yeah.
Can you replicate that? And their defense is still a little suspect. That's one thing most Bears fans would tell you, that they're still that's an area of concern.
All right, guys, coming up, we'll talk with Connor Riley, Dog Nation. By the way, coaches' polls are out. You believe in the polls? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. We'll tell you where the dogs are ranked, at least going into the season with the coaches' poll that is out. If you're just tuning in, Bijan Robinson gets his deal, guys. It's done. He was on the field today, but it wasn't as long as we had hoped because practice was cut short, Mike.
Jalen Walker in a pass play does something to his knee. Ian Rappaport over here, Steve Weiss, reporting that he believes it's an ACL. Falcon players all took a knee, gathered round, and Stefanski says, that's it, practice is over. So it was one of those moments where, collectively, the air went out of the balloon, and they called it an afternoon, and now we're waiting to hear some good news, hopefully from the medical, on a guy that's going to be a big part of this defense.
Tua was just quoted as saying, we don't all know injuries come with the game. All we can do for Jay is pray for him and hope that everything is going to be okay. Tua's well aware of it. Hell, Michael Penix, you got a bunch of guys on this team.
They've all been there.
That know what it's like to have to deal with this, especially early on in the season. And, you know, man, it just takes the air out of the sails. It just does.
Yeah.
And again, the season hasn't started yet, but somebody just hit me up. Would this matter if the season started? No, it doesn't. If this was week 3, it'd still suck. If it was week 11, it'd suck.
Right.
The fact that we may be starting the season without either one of our edge rushers, two guys that we picked in the first round,
right,
and who were very productive, just doesn't bode well.
I don't know many teams that say, oh, no big deal, we just lost 16 sacks, and your point, our two first-round picks. Jaylen Walker, as we said last year, he kind of had to miss some time earlier in camp with some soft tissue. It was either a hamstring, groin injury, or tech. What do you say in Texas? A groin?
Groin.
But either way, he missed some time, and it always seemed like he was on a bit of a pitch count throughout.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
The earlier, like maybe first half of the season, but he came on strong. As we said, 5.5 sacks. Pierce had 10.5 sacks, 16 sacks off the second most sacks in the NFL last season. And we've got a lot of guys on one-year contracts and prove-its that can't give you that production.
No, they cannot. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're live at Flowery Branch. Practice is done. We will continue to update you. This is where you want to be for the latest information. We're coming back. Dog Nation's reporter Connor Riley will join us next. Who do the coaches have number one, and where are the dogs? Find out on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.